Hello! Welcome back to Criminal's Philosophy.
Hello, sir.
Shut up, Fridge. I'm just kidding. Yes, in this podcast, I'm introducing my close friend, Fridge. He is an Eskimo that lives in Hawaii and likes to eat peanut butter. I don't know. It's just what he wanted me to say, you know? I'm just kidding. I just made that up. Anyways, you know? So he's gonna... This is going to be a long one, I think, because, you know, I don't know how long. I'm going to still try to reach it down to 15 minutes, but I think this one could go 30 minutes, you know, because we just like to talk. And one of my main reasons for podcasting was so me and Fridge can, you know, talk, and because we have some cool conversations, you know. It's just that bullspitting, I mean, because I still don't know if what will happen. We'll see if the content gets taken down, you know. But anyway, so what's going to happen is that I'm going to, you know, talk about something until he figures out something else he wants to talk about. Then I'm going to talk about what he wants to talk about until we get bored or something else happens. And then I'll go back to talking what I was talking about, either in this podcast or a later podcast, depending on. Because this first, like, 1,000 podcasts, because I'm going to be doing this for years, I think, you know, or just the kind of feed, so to speak, the seed, and then, you know, I can make new channels as people want to have me to specialize in the content that I make, you know, so that sounds good to me, at least, you know. Anyways, so, Fridge, if you want to speak now, you can, you know.
Well, if anything, all I'm just gonna say is that, sorry for, those who didn't really hear, but I'm just gonna say that, I'm just some sort of weird dude who's also kind of a mix, but I'm just going to leave it at that.
Cool. Told you he's an Eskimo that lives in Hawaii. I'm just kidding.
Yeah!
Who can also do accents.
Accents! Yeah, we're weird. Anyways, so, business online. Oh my god, my carpet smells like cat piss. That's why you shouldn't have kittens. Spayed and neutered your animals. I know it's... I didn't want to spayed and neutered my animals because I thought that was inhumane for them to have their genitals removed. But the smell of cat piss right now is really, really changing my beliefs on that, you know? Anyways, yep. Okay, so what I was saying before is that in online business, you have to make it and they will come, so to speak. And, it's just doing that, but it's like, what do I make, you know, how do I make it, what should I make, how should I make it? I think I said the same thing twice. Anyways, so, you know, for blogging, that's what I wanted to talk about, I think, for now, until Fridge thinks of something to talk about, you know, but he can add comments, you can add comments. I hope anyone listening to this makes comments, because, you know, are you really out there? Is anyone out there? Because it's getting
harder to breathe. I can't breathe.
Remember, you forgot how to breathe.
I'm just kidding. I just thought to add a bit of a comedic outcast to it.
Yeah, yes. Anyway, I'm turning this off.
Alright.
Okay, I'm just going to
go ahead.
Flip it. Flip the switch.
No, don't flip the switch.
I'm flipping the switch. No.
The button is just right here.
Okay.
Have to wait for it to actually turn off.
Shut up. I know how to work a PS3, okay?
I know it's confusing, too, because it's like I'm used to the button one.
I know. What the fuck? It didn't turn off. Okay, it turned off. Yeah, I don't know if you've been hearing the whine of the dinosaur of a PS3 we have. This is one of the, I mean, I have, what? I'm just kidding. It's one of the original models, the big fat ones, you know, before they made the slims and then the smaller ones, the small slims, you know?
It's basically the one where,
it's like the first edition almost.
Yeah.
It's a little bit smaller, though, but it's not as fat as the fat ones, you know? But it's kind of like me, you know? I'm fat, but I could be fatter, but, you know, I'm not comfortable with my body. Anyway, so blogging again. Okay, this is the kind of pacemaker, so to speak.
I don't know. Should we morally just make this podcast morally just random ideas we talk about. Or
that's what I'm trying to do. That's like, you know, this is just, that is just a filler, so to speak, until you think of something that you want to talk about, and we'll talk about that. All
right.
Until then, I'm talking about blogging. Okay, then. Anyway, so, you know, first off, there's many, many type of blog. And blog actually is the shortened term for weblog, which generally used to be mainly text, but people started adding pictures, and it went with the history of the advent of the modern internet that we use and are addicted to these days, it seems. And it started off with mostly text and message boards, and then people started to make home pages for themselves, which was the first social media, so to speak, for those advanced wizardly people who truly had no life. I'm just kidding. No. They were the pioneers in such a way of life that would not be possible today without their ingenuity and creativity, you know? Anyway, so it was, blogs are mostly text-based, you know. Some people put videos on them. Some people put pictures. Some people mainly just blog pictures of their food, you know. It's kind of what most social media is a specialized form of interaction that originally started off from a blog. I think, at least. This is just my speculation, really. And I'm no credentialized scholar, if anything, so, yeah. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, I don't know where I was going with that, but, next step is how to make money blogging, because, you know, I need money, and I need to tell you how to make money, so you might give me some money, because I made you money to give me. Yeah, that's my main theory, you know. Because I tell you how to make money, so you have more of a chance of making money than I do right now. And hopefully, you know, later on when, you know, we become buddy buddies. I'm just kidding, though. I don't think anyone's going to listen to this, honestly, but you never know.
But if you somehow do end up listening to us.
Run away. Go so far away. Leave now. Stop playing the podcast.
What are you doing?
I'm talking to you now. Leave the podcast alone. Go read a book and then podcast about it and let me know what it's called so I can listen to it.
Yes, kid.
Seriously, don't leave. I missed you already, you know.
Oh, my God. No. I don't mean to interrupt more of the podcast, but this kind of reminds me of a certain show, but right now I don't think we're really in a spot where I can reference the show's title.
Well, right now, if we keep it under 15 minutes, it's under the Creative Commons thing, but that's mainly for broadcasting, so you can reference it in certain memes, I guess, but, you know,
it was morally from the show where it's somewhat like, let's just call it FG for now.
Okay. Well, it's Family Guy, you know, come on now.
I think
as long as we're not looking, look, I made Family Guy. Screw Seth MacFarlane, you know. No. As long as we give him credit, you know, Seth MacFarlane's work, Family Guy, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
hell, get in line, sue us, I don't care. I need to go to jail anyways, you know. Just kidding.
If anything, we're just morally adding a disclaimer saying we do not own any of the content, so creators, please do not sue us.
I own the content just enough to get me money, and then anybody else can do with it if they figure out how to get it and use it in their own way. So I've condoned pirating, so to speak, in the sense that, you know, if you learn the skills in order to get the technology or the programs or books or videos or whatever, you've essentially paid the price in a secret knowledge that not many people know, but it's becoming more and more generally known how to torrent something and stuff like that, but that's getting into a different subject, you know, so. Yeah, I'm not saying that I pirate stuff or that you should go pirate stuff. I'm just saying that, you know, if you do or are thinking of it, you know, there are consequences, you know. And if you don't care about the consequences at this moment,
We ain't stopping you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I can't stop you. I'm in, like, some other location, you know.
Probably not even the same country or state.
Maybe. I don't know. English speaking world, you know?
Or somewhat like that.
I don't know.
Anyway, what I was trying to get at is that there's, like, this show that's kind of related to Family Guy, but it's not really created by the same people. But the show is called Border Towns, but I noticed that there was a reference with one of the episodes that had Peter in it, but he was like, oh shit, wrong show.
That's awesome.
Anyway, sorry for cussing anyway. And the whole point was that when I'm guessing Swaz here, that's what I'm just going to call you for now.
That's my radio name.
Yeah, Swaz.
My pseudonym is Chris Jensen. I'm sorry for whoever is actually named Chris Jensen. It's just something that popped in my head when I was making up a profile. So, I'm not trying to steal your identity, although you're trying to steal my identity, if anything. I'm just kidding. But anyways, you may continue, Fridge.
Anyway, but then it's like when you're like, no, don't go away. I miss you. I think like one of the characters was like saying like, hola, certain person, as, like, he always says to the main character.
No, like, hola, Peter.
Oh, yeah. Or more like, hola, bud.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, I'm guessing in one of the episodes, they somehow become best friends, but it was kind of screwing with another person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And so it caused, like, people of his own kind to hate him
mm-hmm.
and stuff. But then it's, like, after a certain while of the episode, the other character was doing the same thing to the main character, but then he was like, but I missed you, even though that the other dude said, man, I only just went to the other room.
I missed you, though.
Anyway, if anything, just give a shout out to the creators. Just maybe watch a few episodes of Border Town.
Border Town.
Yeah.
You get to experience the hellish wasteland of a
land that is kind of a mix between Mexico and
California.
Yeah,
it's called Mexifonia.
If anything,
genius.
Yeah, if anything, it's. I'm just gonna say to you now that it's just gonna be a show that you'll either like or not like.
You love it or hate it. Either way, next topic. We got roughly 3 minutes unless we, you know.
Kind of say F it.
Fuck the rules. You know, I'm sorry. We're going to find out if we can cuss, okay? You know, if I can't, please, Mr. or Mr. and Mrs. people of the cast app thing that I'm using. I forgot the name of it already. Don't take out my content yet because it's a situational cuss in a sense that in certain situations, a cuss word emphasizes and delivers the word that and meaning that I'm trying to say in any way that would not be possible if I did it some other word or saying or phrase or whatever. Although I do apologize for my cuss words, but I honestly don't expect anyone under the age of 18 to be listening to me, you know. So, but I don't know who's gonna listen to me, so it's one of those things that I don't even know if I'm gonna post it. You know, it's always one of those things that this is just a fun little game for me.
If but anything,
I have to post it now. I'm going to post it. Anyways.
Well, if anything, what I was just gonna say, if this does make it out publicly, it's just gonna be like, it's one of two sides. Either you don't like us or you do like us.
Well, you kind of like us, but you kind of don't like us. So
well, technically, there's three.
There's actually an infinite number of variables, variables.
Oh, yeah.
So infinite infinities of infinities. To infinity and beyond. Fucking love Toy Story. I'm just kidding.
The movie. Yeah.
I know, but it scared the living shit out of me, especially the first one.
Yeah, since it's animation style.
No, it was just terrifying to me.
Ah.
When I was younger with the makeshift toys and stuff. Yo, gosh. Imagine being 8 years old and, you know, seeing that baby spider head thing, you know. It's just like, oh, God, you know. And then the second, when Woody broke his arm in the second one, when it got ripped when the trash can scene, that made me very, very sad and terrified the shit out of me when I was young. See, in that situation, you know, it was an exemplification, I guess is the word, exemplification, example of really no other way to say it besides it scared the shit out of me, you know, to express the feelings that I had at that moment, you know. Anyways, I think we're going past 15 minutes in this one, so...
What do you mean? It's already past 15 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. We're going past 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyways, so how are you? I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the audience.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. What audience? You know? Anyways.
There's probably only one person listening now.
It's not live.
Oh, well, damn.
No. I have to go publish them. So I'm going to go down to the spot and, yeah, I'm a leech of Wi-Fi and it's pretty fun sometimes, but I have to walk down a hill and walk back up the hill just to get, I have to walk down the hill to get Wi-Fi, do my business, be in the cold, and I think it's going to be raining soon because I live in Washington and it just always rains here. I'm just kidding. You know, but,
this one time I damn near slipped and broke my ass bone.
Yeah. Coccyx.
Now, I remember this one time I was hanging out with, like, my buds and,
You totally, can I finish? Can I finish?
Alright.
Can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish?
I'm not talking, am I?
Can I finish? I'm just kidding. Anyways, yeah, anyways, I go down a hill to get the Wi-Fi, do my walk, get back up the hill, and I do this many times a day, and it's just so annoying. Anyways, I'm going to let Fridge talk now.
Yeah, if anything, Swaz, before that, sorry for interrupting you.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Are you? I fucking love South Park.
I love South Park sometimes, you know.
Also, a shout out to Trey and Matt Parker.
Oh hell yeah, those are some crazy bastards. I've seen Basketball, and back before people were okay with gay people, that was some ballsy ass shit, you know. I don't care about cussing anymore. I'm gonna. That's how I. It's like Trailer Park Boys. That's the only way my brain works sometimes is if I explain what I'm saying with cuss words, you know? Don't have a cigarette that much and or much tobacco, so I can't smoke a cigarette. I'd totally be Ricky. I'm just kidding. I love Trailer Park Boys.
If anything, what I was trying to say earlier was that one day I was hanging out with me and my friends, and we were at this forest, so. That day, it was also kind of, like, rainy, a bit moist, and also some of the hills were slippery. And sadly, my luck just kind of turned me in for the worst. And then what happened was is that as I was walking down this one hill, I just all of a sudden slipped flat on my back. I mean, I mean, imagine just walking down a hill, and all of a sudden you slip, and then you just land straight on your back, like... From, like, your head is touching the ground, your back's touching the ground, and the back of your leg is touching the ground.
Okay, I think they get it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. But anyway, after that, I just felt like, oh my god, what the hell is this sudden pain?
Oh, I have something that actually tops that, I think. So, I was really young, like 6 maybe, and I lived in Florida. I think it was the place before I lived in housing... Anyways, you know, there was a swing set, right, by these apartments, and, yeah, I was seeing these kids, and they were doing flips off the swing sets, off the swing seats, and me and my smartness, you know, because I'm going to tell you how smart I am. I remember a show called Cow and Chicken, you know, yeah, and the Red Devil dude, and how he used to shave his tongue. I tried shaving my tongue, you know, yeah, anyways. I tried flipping off the swing set seat thing and landed straight on my back and everything kind of went black and I woke up inside my house after crying, I guess. Yeah, I have a lot of blank spots in my memory. It's kind of strange. Don't smoke marijuana.
Well, if anything...
I mean, smoke weed every day, but, if you don't start, I mean, start now smoking, but if you have a job and can't smoke, you know, then,
it's
you know.
It's just not worth it.
It's not worth it. You got money to survive and, you know, live. And if you don't live in a state that weed's not recreationally available, then it's really definitely not worth it then, you know. But if you don't have a job and you're not smoking weed, what is wrong with you? Go out and just start taking everybody's attention and just be like, hey, man, got any pot, you know? Because it's amazing, and you might get some ideas that help you change your life, you know?
Anyway, so I was trying to get at about, like, me slipping, like, and stuff, is that I was like, oh, my God, I'm about to cry. And then this lady's like, hey, kid, are you okay? And it was one of those moments where I'm like, did you just not see me slip right there? But then it's like, I just got up as took my time trying to get up, and as we were walking down the hill, anxiously clenching my feet and my shoes, because, like, sometimes the soles of my shoes can't really, catch the grip. Mm. Then all of a sudden, I slip again, like, saying, aw, motherfracker, I slipped again, but this time it was in, front of, like, these kids who were trying to get into a car or something. And, like, I think both my friends were at the point where they're almost about to bust out or bust their ass laughing from me slipping.
That's funny.
But then my friend Basil said, man, if you saw me slip, you would have been laughing your ass off, too. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Really.
Your friend sounds like a douche. I'm just kidding. No, his friends are pretty cool. I've seen them. Well, anyways, you know, when he visits from Hawaii, we hang out, so. What's it like in Hawaii? Just kidding, I don't care what it's like in Hawaii. I never want to go there. It's too hot. No, shut up. Shut your face. Shut your mouth hole right now. Cry. Cry like a little moonskin. You know, that's the kind of humor we're into. He's a dog humorist, Eskimo Joe right here.
Yay!
I'm just going to call him different names now. You know, who are you talking to? John Gleason? Who's John Gleason? I have no freaking clue. I just made up that name.
The Happiness Fairy.
He's the Happiness Fairy. Name Fridge. You know? Anyways. His name's Fridge. What the?
Not that type of fairy. For those of you who may get the wrong idea.
He's the gay kind of fairy.
Hey, man. F off.
Whatever.
I'm bisexual. There's a difference.
Oh, my gosh. That might be too controversial, but we'll see. You know.
Well, if people end up getting triggered by what I said, well, that's them, man.
It's YouTube.
All I would just really say is,
can't do YouTube, though.
Well, all I would just really say to those guys who find it offensive that I am this way, all I will just really say is,
prejudice equality for the win. Yay, internet
just,
lingo. LOL.
Or
OMG.
Just to tell you,
all of FOL.
Take your beliefs and shove them up the place where the sun don't shine.
Okay, Brian, we don't need to offend the. Well, actually, we can offend them if we want. We'll just get the content taken down.
Well, or maybe demonetized.
No, there's no monetization system inside this app. It's free hosting, and I can record as long as the video as I want, which is pretty freaking cool.
Ah, well, I see.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things that we're just trying to get a presence, which is another aspect for blogging that I was trying to get at, was that you have to create a presence, an identity online somehow, which is the great mystery to me. So I'm trying podcasting to get audience members, because this is way easier than talking, and, you know, it's just, you want to have as many different baskets to put your eggs in, so to speak, so yeah. Anyways, you need to go to bed.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm too freaking tired from work today.
I know, right? How was the panhandling?
I don't panhandle, you a-hole. I actually have a legit job over at freaking Little Caesars.
Whatever, dude. Anyways, I love Little Caesars and the extra most bestest. Extra most bestest. Nah, Little Caesars isn't even a sponsor. It's just, I love Little Caesars.
I mean, mostly Little Caesars is just known as, like,
shit and a pie.
Or it's more like, kind of like, I want pizza, but I don't want to wait about, like, an hour or two just to get the pizza.
What kind of pizza place do you go to, damn?
I mean, I think it's like depending on where you live and how
delivery. Unless you go to a restaurant, dining, you know, yeah. Anyways, 25 minutes. Longest podcast ever we've done so far. Imagine a podcast 500 hours long.
Oh, fuck no.
I know, that would suck.
How long would that be, like, in day-wise?
Over 100 days.
Damn.
Maybe at least 50. At least 10. You know, I'm not that good at math, but I'm okay at math. I took pre-calculus in high school, so... Although some kids were taking calculus, and I'm just like, whatever, guys. I'm smart, too. Anyways, yeah. So, it's just how, like, I don't think I can stop talking now, you know. So, I'm just going to keep talking. And, yeah. Yeah, like, if I can't do this, then I quite literally am an oxygen thief, I think, you know. But that's a little bit harsh, you know. So, it's not that bad, you know. I at least read books, so I get that superiority complex going, you know, but, I don't know, man, it's just life right now that I'm living, you know, books on my life, you know, I'm trying to be a writer, so it's fridge, you know, books like saved my life. I was in jail, right, and if I didn't have books, I would be, like, really strong and fit, probably, because I was told I needed to be a stripper for my schizophrenia mind. But that's some other story that I probably may never get into, but yeah.
Unless if we're really fracking bored.
Really bored, because I need to either be drunk or high. Mostly drunk, because I can't get high. I'm not supposed to drink, so I don't drink.
So that's why he'll never tell.
Yes, unless I drink, which I might, but I probably won't. Anyway, so, let's see. I like Magic the Gathering. That was a cool game growing up playing with friends. Because I did have friends. Not anymore, but, you know, I just have family now. And so I'm trying to make friends on the internet. Kind of like that Spo song, you know, motherfucker, I'm awesome, dude. No, you're not. Don't lie. Driving around in your mom's ride. I forgot the rest of the song, you know. But, yeah, I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome, you know. I like video games.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't,
morally judgmental aliens.
Dead people.
Oh, well, damn.
Yeah, dead people don't like video games. Don't like anything!
I know this one person in particular.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, my rib! Oh, God, fatness! Okay, I'm good.
And, I think he's morally known as, like, Hot Diggity Demon.
Yeah.
And,
shout out Hot Diggity Demon. He's badass, but I don't like your face. It's something wrong with it.
Well, that's Swaz's opinion, but like,
no, I love his content. It's funny.
Yeah, me too. But it's like the one thing I think we don't really have in common is that
he tries to convert his stupid brony friends into neo Nazis,
or just like
gullible sheeple. I'm just kidding. What the fuck's on my own?
Well, I don't think he's even that kind of way. He's just morally
innate.
It's
the character, you know, of what's getting him money, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think one of the true facts is that he doesn't play video games or kind of hates them.
Yeah, that's why he gives them away at his whatever's.
Or whatever things are there.
Yeah, I remember one video that Fred showed me was that, you know, he's at a brony convention or whatever, My Little Pony convention. And,
you know, for them brownies.
Brownies, yep.
Or as Woody's called them.
Yeah, brownies.
Like, I ain't no fracking brownie.
You blitz. Anyways, yeah, so he's at this convention, right? And he talks to somebody. He's, like, asking them questions. And the dude makes fun of him, kind of. And he's like, you, come here. You get this video game, you know, because he's totally just like, okay, dude, you got me on that one, you know, just like, you know.
I mean, to be honest, the one thing I would probably do, or I think what kind of inspires me from him is that he's kind of a sarcastic a-hole, and he kind of puts his he also kind of uses some of his pain as, like, jokes or something.
That is comedy in the absurdity of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why rape jokes are funny! No, they're not, but, you know, it depends on how depressed and dark you are. Anyway, 30 minutes, time to cut it off.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to bore people too much, you know, and we're getting low, but, yeah, anyways, time to have coffee break, if anything. I need to try to smoke a cigarette.
I have to hit the hate.
Yeah,
you heard nothing. It's,
fridge. Andin. Breffridge Andin is his name.
Yeah.
Breffridge Andin. We just call him Fridge. It's a weird name, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, you know. Whoo! Hint, hint. Trying to go to jail. Yeah, they were really high when they named him. Weird. I'm just gonna stop talking right now. Anyways, you know, stay high, stay blessed, stay up, you know, go hard in the paint, and see you some other time. I actually won't be seeing you. Anyways,
goodbye.
Have a great one. Have a good one!